Recorded Books and One Click Digital present A Cold Treachery, an Inspector Ian Rutledge mystery by Charles Todd, narrated by Samuel Gillis.
Chapter 1. The North of England, December 1919. He ran through the snow, face into the swirling wind, feet pounding deep trenches into the accumulating drifts. Rocks, their shapes no longer familiar under the soft white blanket, sent him sprawling, and he dragged himself up again, white now where the snow clung, and almost invisible in the darkness. He had no idea what direction he had taken, enveloped by unreasoning panic and hardly able to breathe for the pain inside him. All he could hear was the voice in his head, shouting at him, "You will hang for this, see if you don't. It's my revenge, and you'll think about that when the rope goes round your neck and the black hood comes down, and there's no one to save you." The sound of the shot was so loud it had shocked him, and he couldn't remember whether he had slammed the door behind him or left it standing wide. He could still smell the blood, so much of it, choking in the back of his throat like feathers thrown on a fire. He could feel the terror, a snake that coiled and writhed in his stomach, making him ill, and the drumming wild in his head. They would catch him, and then they'd hang him. There was nothing he could do to prevent it, unless he died in the snow and was buried by it until the spring.